Hello and welcome to 3P05 Management Concepts in Nonprofit Sport Organizations. My name is Taylor McKee, and I will be your instructor for this course. It's going to be delivered asynchronously, as you already know that as you're listening to this right now, and you are on our Brightspace course already. So, I just wanted to make this first audio lecture a very brief introduction into how the course is going to work. I'm going to go over the course outline with you. I'm going to give you a brief outline of some of the assignments we're going to be getting into this semester. And just to give you a sense of how things are going to work, generally speaking, this whole semester. I'm extremely excited to get things started with you. I've changed a few things from the way I've done this course in the past, and I've updated some of the assignments and some of the way this course is done has been operated. So again, if you've heard about the way this works, it works a little bit differently this year. So the first thing we're going to get you to do is hop over to our Brightspace site. If you have not done that yet, please do so. You can pause this now, and you can go and head there. And have a look to make sure you are in the course. If you are not in the course, please send me an email, tmckee@brocku.ca, to make sure that you're there. Once you're there, click on content, and you can have a look at one of the little tabs on the side that says course outline. And let's take a moment to go over the course outline right now. If you've already had a look at it, fantastic. You can keep listening. You can choose now to pause and have a look at it or pull it up and we can go through it together if you'd prefer. Or you can listen to me first and have a look at it later, whatever you'd like to do. It's one of the beauties of the way that the asynchronous courses work. You can sort of do things in the way that suits you best. So let's take some time now to look at that course outline. I've got it in front of me right now. You'll see my office number. South Block 450A. There you'll also see the names of our TAs. You also see the name of your liaison for the librarian. And again, I'm assuming most of you are in your third year at this point, so you know the wonderful resources that the libraries have. Make sure that you have a look at all the various research guides that are there, but I'm sure at this point you've already done that. Thursdays from 12 to 1 p.m. are my office hours specifically for this course, and they will be delivered online as well. There's a link on the side tab there that should say office hours link. When the office hours are available, you're going to be able to click on that link and it'll take you right into the meeting. So again, Fridays from 12 to 1, that's our course office hours. If you'd like to come and see me in person during my regular office hours for other courses, let me know. And we can have an in-person meeting as well if you are on campus themselves. The calendar description and learning objectives are, again, these are broad-based, sort of very non-descriptive descriptions of what we're going to be getting into this semester, and you can have a look at those at your own leisure, but I really want to focus on the assignments, and I want to focus on what it is that we're going to be getting up to, and to make sure that you're clear on that by the end of this first audio lecture. So the first thing we're going to get into are the form and the audio responses. How is this going to work? What does this mean? So essentially how this is going to work throughout the entire course, and this is actually our discussion about the lectures themselves, you're going to have two audio lectures posted each week. Ideally, they will all be on a Monday and a Wednesday, but there are some times in which holidays interfere with that and breaks, but on Monday, you'll have your first lecture posted, and on Wednesday, you will have your second. In the Monday audio lecture, you're going to be asked a form response question, so a question that you're going to be responding to in the form. That will you have a full week to do, so the deadline for each of your form responses will be on a Friday. And then on the Wednesday lecture, you'll be asked an audio response question. In order to prepare an audio response, perhaps you've done one for me in the past, perhaps not, that's okay. If you head to Brightspace, there is a tutorial about how to create an audio response. But essentially what you're doing is having you talk through some of the concepts and the challenges faced in class, and I do find this is a trickier thing to do than perhaps it seems at first. Having to hear your own voice is a miserable experience, and I apologize for putting you through that, but it does simulate a sort of class discussion without actually having to have us all in one Zoom room at one time or one Teams room at one time or to have some sort of other form of discourse, which can be kind of tricky with online courses. I'm not a huge fan of having Teams rooms with 40, 50, 100 people inside of them. I just don't know if, I think some of the lessons we've learned in terms of the digital pedagogy coming out of COVID are that those types of atmospheres maybe aren't so great for learning environments. That's just my personal style. So the course itself will be asynchronous in that specific way. You'll be able to attack these assignments in any way you'd like throughout the week. You can listen to your audio lectures at any point. You can sort of go through things at your own speed. But the audio and the form response are going to be the same every sort of week. They're going to be delivered on Mondays and Wednesdays. And their deadlines for the form response will be midnight on Friday and the following Monday for your audio responses. So the audio response question is given to you on a Wednesday. It's due on the Monday. The form responses are given on a Monday. They are due on the Friday. All right, and you'll see the due dates on the actual audio and form responses on the assignments themselves, so to keep you reminded about that. So if you have a look on the side there, you see course readings, you should see office hours link, you should see form and audio responses. Those are the two most important things right now, is to make sure that you have your course outline in front of you and to make sure you're familiar with the things on Brightspace. So your form and audio responses are worth 35% of your grade here. And I know you're looking at that course outline right now and you're thinking to yourself, that seems very attainable. And it is, absolutely. But the problem with these assignments are they do require regular checking in. It requires a routine to be built into the course. I do encourage you to set some sort of routine for this course, all asynchronous courses. Maybe this is your first one you've taken at a university level. That's totally fair. Maybe you've taken four. Maybe you only taken asynchronous courses. I'm not sure. But the truth is they sneak up on you, right? They, at times they can seem like, oh, this is amazing. What an awesome sort of way of doing things. I don't have to leave my house or any of these sorts of things. And that's absolutely true. And those are the benefits. And you can adapt this course to your own personal learning style. But the problem is, if you don't regularly keep up with the form and audio responses, if you don't set these types of routines, there is no way to make up those grades later in the semester. They are just gone. They just poof, vanished into thin air. And so you can't cram and do an awesome job late in the semester and get them all done towards the end. You just need to keep up with it. And again, if you set a routine early when you're still in the first weeks of this new semester and you think to yourself, the world is my oyster, I can do all of this right now, I do heavily encourage you to do that with a form of the audio responses. Just have a day and a time in which you just get it out of the way and make sure it's submitted so that you're not scrambling to do it on a Thursday night or a Sunday night when you have 1,000 other things do as well. The next assignment here are the nonprofit crisis responses. And this is something I'm really excited about because it brings in a practical sort of set of experiences with actual nonprofits and actual situations. There's going to be four of them. They're going to be dealt throughout the semester, and you're going to have an entire audio lecture devoted to that assignment when we get a little bit closer. That'll probably be next week, as their first one comes up pretty soon here. We want to make sure that you get as much of your grade back before the add-drop day as possible. So there's going to be four of them. They're each worth 10%. They're not massively important, every single one of them. But again, on aggregate, it is almost half your grade. So make sure that you're totally clear on this assignment. But again, not to worry too much right now. I'm going to explain in greater detail. But if you have a look down on the assignment breakdown, which does also explain what the form and the audio responses are in terms of word count and things like that, you're going to be short assignments. This is the crisis response. They will have basically specific situations in which you're going to apply course knowledge and develop action plans that address practical crisis affecting nonprofit support organizations. And again, we're going to be giving you more information closer to the assignment deadline there. So that's something that's going to be coming up regularly throughout the semester. And then at the very end, there's going to be a funding presentation you're going to be giving, and that's going to be due in April. That's worth a quarter of your grade as well. And this is a practical sense of what it's like to try and acquire funding for a nonprofit support organization. And you're going to be doing lots of wonderful things in that assignment. But again, I'm going to be getting you more details later. There's no chance you're going to remember all of this in March right now, just to give you a sort of sense of how it works. So there's a mixture of the type of assignments. We have some writing, and I understand. Look, form responses are, they're a pain. You're probably doing a few of them for a few courses right now. I understand. There is just no way of getting around the utility of that practice, though. Having you regularly read and respond is one of the only ways to ensure that you're engaged in a tangible way in this course. I understand that. It's not worth a ton, but it is important to keep those in mind. Audio responses gives you the ability to talk through these issues the same way that we'd hopefully would have done in an in-person course. The crisis responses are based in practicality. They are trying to get you actual ground level experience dealing with the things that come up on a week to week, month to month, and year to year basis for a nonprofit sport organization. And we're going to be talking at great length about what those are and how they operate and what kinds of trouble they get into and what kinds of successes they have throughout the semester. But just keep that in mind. That's the goal there, is to sort of give you a practical set of experiences there. And the funding presentation themselves, this is a useful skill for you in certainly in your life in sport, not just with nonprofits, but in general, the ability to demonstrate the viability of a specific project or the viability of a specific organization. And I think that something that you have skills that are going to be drawn in from other courses that you've taken and other aspects of your sport management degree that you've gathered so far. And that's the way that the course assignments are going to work this semester. So you're going to get the two audio lectures per week. And you should note as well, if you have a look at course readings on the side there, each week you're going to be given some slides and you're going to be given some materials as well to go through. And just a quick note about how this works again, I want the audio lecture itself to be a part of your sort of routine. So you listen to the audio lecture. I don't just read out the slides. The slides are posted as sort of a visual help for you as well, and something you can also use in your writing assignments. But if you have your slides in front of you and you listen to me all at once, fantastic. If you're on the bus or at the gym and you're listening to the audio lecture, no problem. That's not a problem at all. The audio lecture is meant to guide you through the topic, to introduce you in greater detail to the concepts being discussed, and to sort of elucidate further the written parts of the course itself. But again, it is just one aspect of the course itself, and it is meant so that you can be flexible with the way that you learn here. But it's very important to, again, keep up with the audio lectures. There is no use in just listening to all of them in the final week. And it's also important to know that your ability to keep up with this course is basically the most important metric of success in any asynchronous course. It's just, can you keep up instead of waiting and waiting and pushing into the margins? I do encourage you right now in the early parts of the semester, just set a work plan for you right now before things start to get really, really, really intense in your semester. And that way this course won't feel like an add-on. It'll feel like a part of your general course routines. So again, on the topic of the form and the audio responses, I should note that sometimes I'm going to be giving you your form response question in the actual audio lecture itself. Sometimes I'm going to be giving it in the form itself. I want to keep mixing those up to make sure you're on your toes. But just keeping up with the audio lectures is important as well, so you're not having to listen to them as you're doing your response. That's not something that we want right now. So your first form response question is again, just a very, very, very brief way of ensuring that you're familiar with the way the course is going to operate and that you're understanding how we're all going to get started this semester. So I'm giving you your form response question right now. And just as a reminder, it is due on Friday at 11:59 p.m. over Brightspace. And I just want to ask you right now, and this is a totally safe space, I'm not looking for any correct answers here. I'm looking for your specific experience. When I say nonprofits in sport, what is your first association? That's what I wanted you to have in your form and audio responses. And if you have a look at the course outline, it's going to give you a word count. For this one, I'm much, much, much more interested in just a surface level description here. You don't need to worry about filling this entire word count for your first form response. But I do want to know what it is that your associations are with nonprofits and sports right now. Again, I am not looking for a correct quote-unquote answer here. I just want to get a baseline understanding of where you're at as we get started. So this is your first form response question here. Tell me what you think of. Do you have any associations at all? Do you associate this with charities? Do you have any experience working for a nonprofit in sport? Do you have any association with what a nonprofit is? And then also, I want to make sure that you can actually clue into the first sort of course material of this week, which in the first week here is simply a very short multimedia presentation for your first part of the week. You're going to be able to have a look at the definitions. And this is actually an important part of the first 2 weeks here, is just getting a sense of what a nonprofit is. And that first thing you're going to is a very, very, very short video on YouTube. It's posted on Brightspace that explains the difference between a nonprofit and a charity. Make sure you have a look at that, because that's going to be important for your first audio response. And that lecture will be coming on Wednesday. So that's the way the course is going to work so far. You've got your audio responses, your form responses, you got office hours, you have the assignments, you have a course outline posted on Brightspace. And again, I'm extremely excited to get started with you this semester, but I do encourage you in this early part of the semester to make a plan for how you're going to deal with the sort of routines of this course, because there is a set routine that you can get yourself into. And if you do it all the same every week, you're going to have no problem meeting the workload requirements. Again, when I'm giving an outline of how this course is going to be evaluated in terms of the grade expectations and things like that, it is a course that rewards effort. It rewards keeping up. It is a course that is very difficult to accomplish a great deal on in any one point in time. You can't, what I'm basically telling you here is, you can't do all the work here in the last week. It's impossible. You can't do all the work in the last 3 weeks. You need to keep up through the entire semester. Okay, so again, missing one form response, missing one audio response, that's not the end of the world, certainly. But keeping up regularly, if you miss four or five or six of them, it is virtually impossible to make those grades up. So this course does reward those who stay engaged and to treat it with the seriousness that you would treat an in-person course. That's, again, my number one recommendation. Brock has wonderful students, and again, when I see them in person, the students that are engaged in person, they have an easier time getting through any in-person course. Asynchronous courses can have a sneaky habit of sort of burying themselves in your workload in terms of not being front of mind. And then that can be really overwhelming in the last few weeks of semester. I don't want, once springtime comes, to have everyone realize, oh, shoot, this course has been sitting here all along and I haven't done enough. So make sure that right now you're making those routines. But honestly, I'm extremely excited to get to know all of you. Hopefully I know some of you already. I've seen some very familiar names, obviously. And maybe I've had you in 2B06 or 1P93 or 1P94 or maybe I've even had you in 4P97, depending on where you are in your Brock journey. Or maybe you're not a sport management student. And you can actually include that in your first form response as well. If you're not a sport management student, if you've come in from another major. There are a few of you out there I know that are not SPEMA specific. I'd love to know where you're from, what's your experience, and what is your familiarity with nonprofit organizations in sport. So that wraps up our first audio lecture. This is going to be a shorter one than normal, and we'll have another one coming on Wednesday. Oh, just one more quick note here in terms of the format in which you're listening to these audio lectures. Perhaps you've already identified this, but we have a link on Spotify. If you use Spotify as your method of consuming music and podcasts and things like that, again, this is not a podcast, but it is distributed in a podcast format. So the idea is you can listen to it on Spotify, I think on Apple Podcasts. It takes a little while to get the up in that sort of storefront. If not, you can listen to it on Brightspace as well. It depends, totally up to you in terms of your the way you consume things better. I find if you do use Spotify, being able to subscribe and have it delivered right to your phone is quite easy. But the link is right there. Again, you don't need a paid subscription. You can use it for free. On the Brightspace page. If not, you can listen to every single audio lecture on Brightspace as well. Just another way to hopefully make this a little bit easier to consume the audio lecture content. But yes, that's enough for today. Your next audio lecture will be coming on Wednesday, and I can't wait to get started.